What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw & Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawAndDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Let's take a look and see what happened today on Wall Street. Markets tumbled today, this time on the fear of escalating tensions in the Mideast. The Dow lost 218 points, the S&P 500 shed over 0.5%, and the NASDAQ fell by 0.3%. Bank stocks helped lead the decline, with Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley both falling. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo also traded lower today. Trump said in a tweet, quote, "Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it." End quote. It's the President of the United States. Safe havens like gold and U.S. Treasuries rose on the news. Crude oil prices also spiked higher. That, of course, means that you're going to pay more when you go to the gas pump. Dow Jones Industrial Average was off by nearly 0.1%, closed at 24,189. NASDAQ was off by more than 0.3%, closed at 7069. And the S&P 500 closed a little bit more than 0.5%, down at 2642. That's what happened today on Wall Street and why. When we come back, part two of our conversation with April Samp from TV5. We're going to be talking about the backstory of what in the world goes on in the TV news business when we go out to lunch with April Samp.